Please be seated. On behalf of Adrian and the congregation, I'd like to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We pray God's blessings upon us and ask for a special measure of the Holy Spirit to comfort us in our time of loss. The outline for our worship service is in our bulletin. Just a couple of quick comments. Our opening hymn, number 563, Jesus, Thy Blood and Righteousness. Now, I don't normally make an announcement like this, but I'm going to. When I'm sitting up here, the pastor gets to see everybody, all right? And I know that not everybody sings. Today would be a really nice day for everybody to sing. Not everybody has a beautiful voice, but everybody can make a joyful noise. And not so much these last few years as Mo had gotten older, but when you thought of Mo Hilly, you thought of singing, probably Pastor Stelzer, and singing out loud, singing out strong, and making a joyful noise to the Lord. And so I would just invite you to consider that today. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow the order of service on page 278 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. The readings are printed on here, and we'll direct you to that spot at that time. And we'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to be in Your house, to hear Your Word, to receive Your gifts. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the blessings that You showered down upon Mo during his earthly life, especially for calling him to faith in You. Heavenly Father, we ask for a special measure of Your comfort today. Heal our mourning hearts. Fix our eyes on Jesus so that we can see Him, His life, His death, His resurrection, His forgiveness, and His eternal salvation even more clearly. Heavenly Father, bless us today as we hear Your Word and sing our praises to You. All these things, Lord, we pray in the powerful and precious name of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Hymn 563.
Amen. Road of Worship, page 278, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
In holy baptism, Mo was covered with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
We turn to Psalm 23, printed on your bulletin insert. We speak it together.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Mo and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death, and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Our Old Testament reading comes from Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with the trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice. So now, for a little while, If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. We speak together the Alleluia and verse found on page 279. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To Him be glory and power forever and Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before the Lord, seeing the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light to reveal you to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us His people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty.
Be seated for our sermon hymn 708.
peace, love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning. The Psalm, the Old Testament reading that we heard just a moment ago from Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes it amazes people, almost to the point of shocking people, to realize how many words in the Bible are actually songs. They're everywhere. Songs in the Old Testament, songs in the New Testament. An entire book of 150 chapters, the Psalms, is one giant hymnal, one giant songbook. Solomon wrote the Song of Solomon. Songs everywhere. Even before sin came into the world, Adam sings a song. God gives him the gift of a wife, Eve, and Adam cannot contain himself. He bursts out in song. Oh, behold, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from the man. Songs everywhere in the Scripture. Many of the songs are happy, joyous, victory songs. But God's Word, the Bible, is a real life book. Our life is not lived on top of the mountaintop singing praises, skipping along merrily all the time, is it? We have the laments of Jeremiah. And we have many of the Psalms, the Old Testament hymnal, that talk about the reality of pain and suffering and hurt and death and enemies surrounding us. It's very real. Life is very real. Life is not like a song, is it? Oh, we like to pretend it is. But it's that same old song. You get up in the morning. You do your work or whatever you do in your retirement. You go to school. You eat your meals. You go to bed. Then the next day, it starts all over again. You have conflict. You have bodies that are failing. This is where we live. And it seems like that same old song never ends. Comedian George Carlin, in talking about that same old song of life, once said in a very famous Saturday Night Live routine, I don't know how God got such a good reputation. Everything He makes dies. And everybody laughed. Well, it's no laughing matter, is it? It does seem like it's the same old all the time. And that great philosopher, George Carlin, was able to see this pattern in life. That's the way the pattern is. According to the great songwriter, Solomon, Song of Solomon, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, for everything under the sun. That's Solomon's code word for apart from God. Apart from God. That's exactly the way it is. That is life. That's what you can expect. But today we come into God's house and we hear that there is more than that same old song. God teaches us throughout Scripture, but especially right here in our reading from Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. We sing to God. We sing a new song because of the marvelous things the Lord has done for us. Well, what has He done? His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. Sometimes I might jokingly talk about Pastor Murundi or one of the vicars as my right-hand man. I have them do my light work for me. That word, that phrase, the right hand of God, is the way God talks about His power and His might. God has done a marvelous thing. Are you ready for this? The same hand that created the earth out of nothing. The same hand that put all of the stars in place. The same hand that dug the hole for the ocean. The same hand that created you and me and everything. This strong hand, mighty right arm of the Lord reached out in justice against God's own Son, Jesus Christ. You can't make up a song about that. Only God could have worked out that salvation, and He worked it out for Himself. When Adam and Eve, our first parents, brought sin into the world, and then thereby infecting the whole world all the way down to you and me, we had a problem. Not a problem to sing about, a problem to lament, a problem we could not fix. Singing the blues. God didn't send us a nice, happy song to take our mind away from our troubles. He sent us His Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Eternal Word takes on flesh and blood, dwells in the womb of a virgin, and is born for us and for our salvation. That's the song that Simeon sang in our gospel reading for today. Simeon, who had been told, Simeon, you're going to get to live to a ripe old age because you are not going to die until you see the Savior of the world. And after Simeon saw the baby Jesus, there was only one thing left for Simeon to do. Only one thing. He sang, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, for the glory of your people Israel. Jesus Christ, the Savior, not just of a small group, but the Savior of the world, who would take all sin for all people for all time into Himself and onto Himself, bleeding and dying the death we deserve. Suspended between heaven and earth, our Savior dies. His stone-cold body is laid in a tomb. And 3 days later, He who knew no sin and who had become sin for us, stone cold dead Jesus, is now alive, never to die again. Death could not hold the one who knew no sin. Yes, all people because of sin die, but Jesus Christ has overcome sin, death, and the grave. When we know that God has loved us in Jesus Christ and has given us the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting, my friends, there's really only one thing left to do, and that's sing. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. It defies logic. Jesus says, I've come to give you life and life to the full. That full life allows you to dance in the rain and sing in any and every situation. My friends, if there is anybody who taught me how to sing, it was Mo Hilly. Oh no, I did not take voice lessons from him. By the time I met him, his voice was way beyond what it once was. But his life was a song. His love for his wife, which did not diminish even though they were separated by death. His love for his daughter. And Vern. His love of education. His love of this church. His love of the vicars. His love of his coffee klatch and the group that he counted money with. Pastor, come in here and do a little loaves and fish thing with the offering. We're a little light today. Only Mo. Only Mo. He was so proud when one of us would come over for coffee or for lunch with him at the landing. He was so proud. He'd have to take us around all the tables and introduce us. He knew that life was real. He was getting older. He couldn't sing like he once did, and that broke his heart. A time at the landing when they were doing Fiddler on the Roof, and he got the big lead, he goes, well, you know, Pastor, it would have been a lot better 20 years ago. Christmas Day, when he sang a solo here in church just a couple of years ago. And he says, Pastor, let's do it on Christmas Day. There won't be that many people here. I don't want to embarrass myself. The pain and the suffering in that song, when he said goodbye to Velma, the song that he sang over these last several days after the stroke, and the hospital, and Tabitha, had a hard time talking. One morning I came in to see him. First thing he did was said, Adrian, get out. I love that. I need to talk to my pastor. With his slurred voice and pain with every breath, he sang the three hymns to me so I would get them right for our service. Mo's life was a song. And he loved coming to God's house. Hear the word. Receive the gifts. To sing his praises. Because he knew his life wasn't lived here. It was merely fed and sustained here. So that he could go out into a real world and live his life. I remember one day when Mo called up and said that he needed to meet with Pastor Burnt and I. With God as my witness, I thought he was mad at us and was going to chew us out. I really did. Mo had never called us up for this kind of a meeting before. He said, "Pastor, pastors, I want to do something." He says, "I certainly don't need to make a name for myself." He said, "I want to do something for the church. And not just for this congregation, but for the church." He said, "You know, we haven't had a vicar for a couple of years. Money's been kind of tight." He said, "Maybe we can fix that." That's exactly what he did. Vicar Seymour, now Pastor Seymour, was always his favorite because he was the first. Mo did not run around bragging or telling everybody that he had made a gift so that we could get back in the vicarage program. He didn't need to, because he wasn't trying to make a name for himself or build a legacy for himself. Just the opposite. Couldn't care less about that kind of stuff. He wanted a little help for the pastors, and he wanted to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the life-giving, life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ, was proclaimed in its truth and purity even after he was dead. Wow. Ryan Seymour, Beamer and Bancroft, Nebraska. Benjamin Siebert, Lincoln, Kansas. David Dunlop, Clinton and Chestnut, Illinois. Daniel Speckhart, Godfrey, Illinois. Christian Preuss, Casper, Wyoming. Marcus Williams, still at the seminary. Evan Scammon, sitting right there. Without Mo's generosity, none of that would have happened. It's a great gift, one that we give eternal thanks for. But you know, if Mo knew that I had just read off those names and attached them to him, he would be really ticked. Because it's not about Mo. It's not about us. It's not even about the vicars. It's about Jesus Christ. What kind of song are you singing? Are you singing that same song, that same old song that never ends? Or has God given you a new song to sing? Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you. Today, we sing. We sing a new song. A new song, and not only do we sing it, the trees and the rivers and the seas, the whole world claps and sings for joy because of the marvelous things that God has done in Jesus Christ. Mo always used to say that when we had a vicar who could sing, we were double blessed. With our current vicar, it just so happened that he missed the Sundays that Evan had preached. And he came up to me and he said, "Pastor, can that new vicar preach?" And I said, "Well, you're going to have to listen for yourself." He says, "I know he can sing. Now, if he can preach, then we have something." Mo's second favorite vicar, Vicar Speckhart, now Pastor Speckhart in Godfrey, Illinois, was special because a few years ago, Mo made the trip with us to Fort Wayne, Indiana. He said he was too old to make the trip. He said he was too slow. He would bog everybody down, but he made the trip. As we went to the chapel services and experienced the worship at Concordia in Fort Wayne, he elbowed me and said, "I wish we could sing that way back in Lincoln." Pretty amazing. He got to meet the president of the seminary. He was upset because nowhere in the city of Fort Wayne could they make a decent Manhattan. But he got to sit and experience the service where the vicars are named. And he got to hear Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, Daniel Speckhard. And the smile on his face was beyond description. Pastor Speckhard sent me this little note, and I just have to share it. "Like pretty much everyone I know at Good Shepherd, Mo Hilly was kind. He was extremely caring and generous toward me and Erica, going out of his way on multiple occasions to make sure that we were comfortable and enjoying our time in Lincoln. What stood out about Mo, though, was that I always got the sense that his affection for me flowed directly out of his deep love for God's church, and especially for the congregation of which he was a part. What I mean is that Mo cared so much about what was happening at Good Shepherd that his opinion of me was largely dependent on the extent to which he thought I was doing a good job of being a vicar." Now, even as I type that, I realize that this sounds like a bad thing, but it was not. In fact, it was very good. Many, many people at Good Shepherd would have surely been nice to me, no matter what, even if I had been terrible at my job, if only for the sake of good manners. But Mo was so invested in Good Shepherd's mission that I think he would have abandoned all manners in order to give me a piece of his mind if I wasn't being faithful to the tasks I had been assigned." That was the teacher in him. "If I taught and preached God's Word, and if I visited and cared for God's people, I knew Mo would be happy with me. If I strayed from that call, though, I knew that Mo would tell me about it. From the first day I met Mo out in Fort Wayne when I was assigned to Good Shepherd, I could tell that he intended to keep an eye on me. His congregation mattered enough to him that he was going to make sure that they had a good one, a good vicar. And I mattered enough to him that he wasn't going to tell me I was doing a good job if I really wasn't. To put it differently, as kind as Mo was toward me, I always knew that he cared more about his church than he cared about me personally. And I loved him for that. He did not just do and say nice things because everybody loves the vicar. He did and said nice things because he thought I was doing a good job. And that meant a great deal to me. In hindsight, it was his commitment to his brothers and sisters at Good Shepherd that allowed he and I to develop a truly meaningful relationship. To Mo, I wasn't just some young kid who he was kind towards because everyone else was. No. To Mo, I was a brother in Christ who had been given a specific set of responsibilities and duties as a vicar, and he intended to hold me accountable to that call. What a joy it was to have a brother like that. What a joy it was to have a friend like Mo. And when we meet again on the other side of eternity, we will both have had confirmed for us that he did not care in vain, that the mission of the church about which Mo cared so deeply had been fulfilled. He will be able to look upon the new heaven and the new earth and say, "See, Vicar, This is why what we were doing actually mattered. We weren't wasting time in Lincoln. We were giving people an opportunity to share in the song, to share in the feast, to be welcomed into His kingdom. And then I imagine we'll sit down and have a drink and laugh about good times, past and present. And it won't be cheap, polite laughter. It will be the deep laughter shared by those with a common mission, a common love. And I would add today, a common song. These last few days were pretty tough for Mo. As we would bring him God's Word, even though he had a hard time talking, he was coughing so much, the pneumonia had just taken over his body, every breath was a struggle, he pretty much said every word with us, because he had so much of God's Word memorized. Every time I met him, and sometimes several times throughout the visits, I would sing, and he would sing right along with me. No, he didn't have that beautiful tenor voice anymore. It was a joyful noise. And we loved it. Last time I saw him, I shared Psalm 130 in a devotion. Psalm 121 about coming and going. Another little devotion. Prayed the Lord's Prayer, benediction, said every word with me. I sang two verses of Abide With Me, the common doxology. As I was walking out of the door, there was Mo waving me to come back. Pastor, read that last psalm one more time. He didn't need me to read it. He knew it by heart. But he wanted to hear it one last time. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Mo Hilly knew who he was. He was a poor, miserable sinner. Mo Hilly knew who he was. A sinner redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Mo Hilly lived his life as a song. And this song, Psalm 121, that new song of Jesus for him, was the last word that I shared with him and the last word that he sang to me. May Mo's life be a good inspiration, but more than that, may the new song of Jesus Christ be yours today, tomorrow, and resounding through all eternity. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds and songs in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, the children of God are privileged to be able to take their cares and concerns, their joys and their sorrows to the Lord in prayer. Please stand.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with Him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, and be seated with Him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Mo and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care that, casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things that we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Mo and for all the blessings you bestowed upon him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by His death, He destroyed the power of death, and by His resurrection, He opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because He lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting His promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to be illumined to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
You may be seated. Our closing hymn this morning will be 878, Abide With Me. After the hymn, you are invited to join us, to join the family, for a meal in the fellowship hall immediately after the service. Let's have a word of prayer for the meal that is to come. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these Thy gifts which we are about to receive from Thy bountiful goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing.